next on Packers Today.
Looking to throw, he's hit, he's sacked, and a dagger!
Confidence. Both the Packers and the Rams enter this week's matchup with a lot of it. Aaron Rodgers has the Packers offense running at peak efficiency, and Clay Matthews and company have developed a bit of an edge the last few weeks on defense.
He launches That's to the it. End zone. Stedman's there. Got it. Touchdown, yeah. Stedman Bailey.
St. Louis travels to Green Bay fresh off a road win against the Arizona Cardinals. At 2-2, veteran head coach Jeff Fisher knows what another win against an NFC title contender could do for a team looking to take the next step. Larry and I get you set for Rams and Packers next on Packers Today.
It's an expectation, especially when you play at home. You're going to put your talents to the forefront and make the most of your opportunities.
We understand that you don't win no game on paper. You got to go out there on Sunday and perform.
Go fast, finish on!
Welcome and thank you for joining us on Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron. The Packers are 4-0, and they have proven that they can win after a short week and a long trip. Now they're back in the comfort of home, where they are extremely successful, 11 straight wins at home, the longest active streak in the NFL.
Lauren, I think their home field advantage is actually growing, thanks in part to more noise at Lambeau Field. Thanks in large part to the Get Loud at Lambeau campaign. But I'll also say this, real good teams win regardless of location, and that's what the Packers have done so far this season.
And only the opportunity to get even better, Brian Bulaga returned to practice this week after sustaining a knee injury during practice back in week two. Now, Larry, if he does play, how much of an impact can he have on this O-line, knowing that he was sidelined for a couple of weeks?
Actually, Lauren, I look at it from the other side of the fence. I look at the impact Brian Bulaga would have on the Ram defensive line, and it would be considerable.
Now, you can't talk about this offense without talking about Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't thrown an interception in 17 of his last 20 regular season games, including his last six. Is there even a defense in this league that can stop him? If so, could it be the Rams?
Well, the Rams do bring pass rush to the party, but so have the Packers' last three victims. And Aaron Rodgers is at the top of his game. He is so good.
And Mike McCarthy recognizes Aaron for not only his ability on the field, but also his character.
Great players make players around them better. And I think that's a huge, huge compliment to Aaron. He just does all the little things right. And when you have a program, your best players have to be your best people. And he emulates that.
I just think it's so powerful what Coach is saying there. Your best players have to be your best people. Now, McCarthy went on to say that there is so much more to him than we'll ever even know. Things like he's never been fined for missing workouts. Larry, do you find that it's the little things that you do within an organization that earn you respect within your team?
Certainly a big part of it. But the way leadership works in the NFL is that it starts with performance. Your best players are automatically your leaders. Now, if those best players, like an Aaron Rodgers, also happen to be great people who go about their business on and off the field and everything in between in the right way, then you've reached that place we call football heaven. And that's where the Packers are at with Aaron Rodgers.
Football heaven. Sounds nice.
Always tried to get there, never quite made it.
Well, it's obvious that Aaron Rodgers is red hot right now, but it seems like the running game has sort of flown under the radar. No one's really talking about it.
Yeah, it has. It's been really effective and consistent. Right now, the Packers are averaging, I'm not a stat nut, but they're averaging 136 yards a game. That ranks number three in the league. That's a real deal running game.
Clay Matthews has sort of been all over the place, inside, outside. But the one thing that has been consistent with him is he's been effective.
Yeah, it's like sometimes he parachutes into the backfield. I mean, all of a sudden he's just there disrupting things. And I really think the past couple games, the Packers have really optimized Clay Matthews. He's inside playing at linebacker. He's outside rushing the passer enough. And then they'll move him up and down the line of scrimmage. It creates all kinds of havoc for the opponents, just optimizing his abilities.
Havoc for the opponents, but it just clicks for the Packers defense.
In years past, we've had good games, great games, but it looks as if we're playing fast out there and physical and having fun. And, I mean, it's really hard to put your finger on that, but I think guys are comfortable with one another. They know where they're going to be and fit. You know, for the most part, it's fun to be a part of.
And you know what else is fun? Getting after the quarterback. The Packers have posted back-to-back games with 6-plus sacks for the first time since 1978. Larry, is this the best you've seen from the Packers pass rush?
Well, since I was playing in 1978, and I cannot remember that pass rush at all, I will say definitely this is the best Packers pass rush I've ever seen. But seriously, Lauren, you know, sacks are kind of an individual stat, but football is still the greatest team sport ever invented.
Case in point, Jerome Elliott's sack of Colin Kaepernick. Terrific play, but let's take a closer look. Kaepernick begins by trying to look off coverage, but he really wants to throw back the other way and has the time to do so. Why doesn't he? Because Sam Shields' coverage on Torrey Smith is absolutely smothering. Kaepernick has to hold the ball, time's up, and Elliott scores the sack. Like we said at the top, team sport.
For those pass rushers, they appreciate that coverage because that quarterback has to hold the ball a count or two longer. The coverage guys know that they don't have to cover them forever if you get guys that can win one-on-one. And so, yeah, they both go hand in hand.
Even in Morgan Burnett's absence with an injury, the secondary has been playing outstanding. They've had a pick every single week this season. Sam Shields most recently with an interception in back-to-back weeks. Does it get any better than this?
I don't know, but Sam Shields, I tell you what, he played wonderfully against the 49ers. But overall, the secondary, and as we talked about in the Chalk Talk, it's a collective effort. But the Packers are holding their opponents to a quarterback rating of 74.6. Now, if you've got a quarterback with 74.6 as a rating, you're benching that dude.
Still to come on Packers Today, we turn our attention toward the Rams and put their defense under the microscope on this week's scouting report. And later, some might think one would be overwhelmed by the demands of coaching two positions. Not Packers assistant Alex Van Pelt.
I think it's been great because it's given us a chance to stay together as a unit.
Larry sits down with Alex to find out what it's like to coach the league MVP while at the same time working with wide receivers. We'll be right back.
Our plan just has to remain the same, and that's improving week by week.
Our main thing is to start fast and finish fast, whole fourth quarter.
And it is intercepted by Sam Shields.
Clearly our best defensive performance of the year. Getting better each and every week on defense is what you're looking to do.
The defense has had a lot to do with the Packers' 4-0 start, ranked in the top five in multiple key categories. By the way, those 17 sacks to start the season are the most through four games since 2001. Also worth noting, the Packers' defense has registered a sack in 40 straight games. For as good as the Packers' defense has been this year, you could say the Rams have been equally impressive. When scouting the Rams, the first thing that jumps out, the men in the trenches. Larry has this week's scouting report presented by the Better Business Bureau.
If it's what's up front that counts.
Retreat sets at the 30, has to avoid the rush, can't do it.
Count the Rams in, at least defensively. First round draft picks right across the board and an 8-man rotation that includes 5 number ones in all. And they play up to the pedigree.
It's definitely the strength of their defense and you know, probably their entire team. So, you know, they're good across the board.
On the other side of the ball, the new headline act is Todd Gurley. The rookie running back exploded onto the scene with 146 rushing yards against Arizona. You might say Gurley gets stronger as the game goes on. 2 yards in the first half, 38 in the third quarter.
We'll give to Gurley. Head of steam, 45, 40.
And 106 in the fourth.
Up left tackle, head of steam, 40, 45, 50.
He's out.
Down the sideline, 40. Tracked out from behind.
What a run by Todd Gurley.
He's one of the elite backs, and it showed last week that he had, like, you know, pretty much like a coming out party. So we got our hands full this week.
When not handing off to Gurley, Nick Foles throws screen passes by the bunch. In the third quarter last game, the Rams ran three screens in a five-play stretch.
They can be coming from any direction with the screen play or anything like the receivers. They got quick guys, Austin, the running backs. You know, it's just, it's tough to game plan against, and that's why they do it.
The Rams also regularly blitz their corners and safeties off the edge. And when they're not blitzing, those corners and safeties will hit.
Tackle now gets walloped by TJ McDonald.
Strong defense and enough offense to beat the likes of Seattle and Arizona. If you're thinking St. Louis is an automatic skin on the wall en route to a 6-0 record at the bye, think again.
Everybody in this league gets paid. Every team has talented players. And we understand that you don't win no game on paper. You got to go out there on Sunday and perform. The team on paper don't always win on Sunday. It's the team that plays the best.
And amen to that.
You still have to show up and perform.
Absolutely.
Now, this Packers defense has really found a sense of identity in stopping the run. But Todd Gurley, although a rookie, he still poses a real threat. Is he the real deal?
Well, certainly looks that way after last week. He's a pretty big guy, 227 with breakaway speed. And he's been compared to former Ram Steven Jackson. And Jackson was a beast and a half. Enough said.
Now, this game could pose two fists, iron fists, really pushing up against each other. What are some real head-to-head matchups we should be looking out for?
Well, I think the marquee matchup up front may be David Bakhtiari versus defensive end Robert Quinn. Quinn has double-digit sack seasons in the past two, a couple of Pro Bowls. Used to be just a speed guy trying to get around the corner, but now he's developed some counter moves. David Bakhtiari, an up-and-coming player on the hot corner. If Bakhtiari blanks Quinn, a lot of people are going to notice.
Still to come, Larry goes one-on-one with the coach tasked with having to get the most out of the league MVP Aaron Rodgers and the guys he's throwing to. Alex Van Pelt's story is up next. And later in Alumni Spotlight, what Don Beebe says was key to the success of those Super Bowl teams of the 90s. Thank you for watching Packers Today. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
Go Pack, go! It's great to have you all with us here today. Derek Mays.
Packer Nation, how are you guys doing?
Antonio Freeman, bring us here, bro.
You know, you can't help but follow the Packers. I mean, we got the Michael Jordan of football right now, so we're pretty lucky.
I brought this poncho in Mexico. A friend of mine gave me this sombrero. Next thing you know, I became known as Pancho Packer.
I'm a big Brett Favre fan. He was so dedicated to the team that just made him above all.
That was a look at last weekend's Packers Everywhere pep rally at San Pedro Square Market in San Jose, California. The next pep rally will take place on Saturday, December 26th in Arizona. Details on where the rally will be held will be announced in the coming weeks on Packers.com and PackersEverywhere.com. Larry?
Alex Van Pelt's job description includes coaching Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best football player on the planet. You're his coach. What do you do?
If I can teach him one or two things or give him one or two tips that help us on game day, I feel like I'm doing my job. You know, he's taught me a lot about the game as well. I don't think there's anybody playing better at a higher level than what I've seen from him in the last 2 years.
Rodgers rolling right, throws the right side, Randall Cobb, touchdown Green Bay!
Aaron Rodgers doing it all. But coaching Packers quarterbacks is just part of Alex Van Pelt's job. He also mentors the team's wide receivers, a rare double duty in the NFL.
I think it's been great because it's given us a chance to stay together as a unit. So some of the communication that may get lost in translation from coach to coach or from, you know, now you're hearing exactly what Aaron's expecting. You know, so you're hearing it right from the horse's mouth, and I think it's been beneficial so far this year.
Coach Van Pelt's ability to handle the dual role comes as no surprise. His resume includes 9 years as an NFL quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. And before that, a record-setting collegiate career at Pitt, where he worked with a young grad assistant coach named Mike McCarthy.
Mike, to me, was earning his stripes at that time. You know, he was running all over the building and doing the hard work of a graduate assistant, and he worked his way up to coach quarterbacks. And one thing about Coach is he's giving you everything he has every single day. He's got a tremendous work ethic, extremely high character, and those are some of the things that, as a young coach, I tried to emulate.
And much like Coach McCarthy, Alex paid his dues, serving as a volunteer coach and working in quality control. Mike McCarthy calls it coming up the right way.
A lot of that, the vision and the path was watching Coach McCarthy do it, and I felt the same way. I think to fully be a great coach, you have to appreciate how hard it is to stay late and break down all the film and do the dirty work. I think you have to earn every stripe you get, and that was part of earning those stripes.
Those stripes now include coaching the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2013.
Bouncing to the outside of the 10 to the 5, touchdown!
Oh, man. And the league's most valuable player in 2014.
Throws the left side of the end zone, he's got his man! It is a touchdown!
I think it's who you're working with that has something to do with it, you know. You can't really coach greatness, and those are two great guys that I was lucky enough to get to work with.
But bringing out the best in talented players is the name of the game in the National Football League, and that kind of success is no accident. Some of the credit goes to Alex Van Pelt and how he goes about the art of coaching.
I think honesty is the biggest thing. You have to be honest with your players. You have to be yourself at the same time. I don't believe you can go out and fool these guys on a day in and day out basis. Those are the two things that I'll hang my hat on, I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to be myself. We're going to have fun, we're going to be relaxed, we're going to take care of business.
Lauren, I really think coaching is an art form. When you think about it, you have very talented players. So number one, you don't want to mess them up. But also everybody, no matter how good they are, needs coaching. It's quite a balancing act, and Alex Van Pelt handles it very well.
Well, this is what I want to know. He's coaching all the quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers. On top of that, the wide receivers. How does he find enough time in the day?
That's a very good question, and we talked to Alex about that, and he made certain we understood it's a collaborative effort. Tom Clements is helping out. Edgar Bennett is helping out. It's a team thing.
Larry and I are back with Alumni Spotlight and final thoughts on Rams-Packers after this timeout. Stay with us.
I'm speaking specifically for the two Super Bowl teams. We just had great guys. It was just a lot of fun. Robert Brooks of the world, Antonio Freeman, the leadership of Reggie White, one of the greatest human beings you could ever know. Brett was just, let's play. One of those guys who just loved the game. But seeing the chemistry that we have, I think is the number one ingredient in winning Super Bowl.
Alumni Spotlight built by Tundraland. Now, Don Beebe wasn't with the Packers very long, but that doesn't matter. He still helped them win a Super Bowl in 96.
And actually, Lauren, he helped them to two Super Bowls, a terrific Ron Wolf acquisition. Couple numbers stand out about Don Beebe. Those two Super Bowls here, two of six he played in, and at one time Beebe ran a 4-2-1-40. Lauren, that is smoking.
Now looking ahead to today's game, the Rams come in with a lot of confidence. They're 2-2, just came off a victory over the Cardinals. I expect a very physical game that the Packers are really going to have to earn the victory. What do you see?
Well, I see a game where when it's the Packer offense versus the Ram defense, it's strength against strength. It's going to be a heavyweight title fight. Now, on the flip side of that, when it's the Packer defense against the Ram offense, the Rams are last in the league in yardage gained. Surprisingly enough, advantage Packers.
Thank you. Well, a quick reminder, if you are attending today's game and you're able to help, the Packers Women's Association will be collecting non-perishable food and money donations in support of Paul's Pantry. Collection bins will be located near the gates and the parking lot prior to kickoff. Your help is greatly appreciated. Be sure to check out Packers.com immediately following the game for live press conferences and post-game locker room reports. For Larry McCarron, I'm Lauren Majera. Thank you for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. We'll be right back.